It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, COVID-19 created many public health concerns in the community, but there are also mental health-related issues of concern stemming from isolation, things like loss of job opportunities and other aspects. And joining us this weekend to talk about various issues is Michael Wilson, the Behavioral Health Director for Tuolumne County. Director Wilson, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, Behavioral Health Department in Tuolumne County, what does it all entail and what are the things that you oversee?
Well, one of the first points I'd like to make is to remind individuals that we are a managed care plan. We have kind of an administrative function as well as treatment staff. And as a managed care plan, our beneficiaries are those that are on Medi-Cal and are in the most ill range as far as serious mental illness. The Anthem Blue Cross and California Health and Wellness also serve the same population, but they serve the mild to moderate. We also have a role to provide psychiatric crisis service to the entire county, regardless of your insurance status. So that's in a nutshell, that's one of the main things we are. We also have a lot of prevention efforts we do and some community drop-in centers that we have, that we run, that have started to open back up, which is good as we come out of this crisis, this COVID crisis. We have services for all age ranges, children, adult, older adult. I mentioned our crisis program already. We also have a triage program that tries to partner with law enforcement and serve people in the community versus, you know, having to have them go to the hospital for those services. We have a full service partnership, which is for the most intense cases we have and is funded by the Mental Health Services Act. We have substance use services. We do dependency drug court, adult drug court, and then general substance abuse counseling is offered to Medi-Cal and others as well, Medi-Cal beneficiaries. We have, I already talked about the Prop 63, the Mental Health Services Act. We have a team that kind of oversees that and some of our prevention efforts through contracts with many community providers. And we also have, of course, an administrative team that oversees compliance and quality and clinical aspects of everything we do here at Behavioral Health.
When you say Prop 63, can you explain a little bit about what that is?
Proposition 63, it's been years now, but that's what is referred to as the Mental Health Services Act. So that is the 1% tax on income over $1 million. And it's a statewide tax and statewide programs. There are some most of it is managed locally, so we go through a stakeholder process, listen to what the community wants, and then adjust our services around that. There are some statewide Mental Health Services Act programs, but most of it is locally decided.
So what have you noticed during this past year when it comes to the time of COVID-19 and the behavioral health impacts locally?
You know, that's a very interesting topic, obviously. Right, we're still in it. And despite all the concerns about, being at home, isolation, the stress, potential job loss, not being able to see your peers or schoolmates and things like that, housing issues around COVID, the impact of COVID-19 on suicide is still unknown. It seems on some of the national and state level data that there's no increase at the moment. The concern is that as individuals kind of come out of it and become more active, the issues and the impact of it might be more fully realized on an individual level and thus at risk. One of the great things is just as a show like this, I think the more that the media talks about suicide related to COVID, the better off we are. And a lot of the mental health departments and mental health plans are talking about it. It's getting a lot of press coverage, and that's what we need to keep up. We need to make sure to let people know that there are resources out there, that they can get help, and to be very mindful of the stressors that are related around COVID.
You know, if someone is having suicidal thoughts locally or knows of someone who is, how can the Behavioral Health Department help with that?
We have a crisis team. We have a 24/7 crisis line as well, which is 533-7000. Again, that's 533-7000. There is a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. So that's, those are a couple resources, and again, you know, we have staff that that are on and can help.
Is it staff, or do you have some volunteers as well that help out with behavioral health?
We do have some volunteers that, that help us at the Lambert Center and at our enrichment center, but as far as crisis goes, it's clinical staff that provide that service.
You mentioned earlier prevention efforts and community drop-in centers kind of potentially starting up again. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah, our enrichment center here on Hospital Road just reopened a couple weeks ago. Limited hours. We kept the enrichment center open for showers and laundry for individuals that needed that. It was on a scheduled basis, and we still got pretty good uses of that, but we determined with the change in tier around COVID that we could open up the enrichment center again to limited numbers, but it's open from, I believe our hours are from 9 to 12 at the moment. I can check that real fast.
While you're doing that, so the community drop-in center, is that some place where anybody can just go if they need help with different things?
Yes, it's a community center just like the Lambert Center, which isn't open yet, but anyone can use the enrichment center.
Talking with Michael Wilson, the Behavioral Health Department Director, on this weekend's Motherlode Views, talking about behavioral health and some of the issues that have come up recently with the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, you mentioned suicide. Anything else related to behavioral health that you're noticing any trends during the time of the pandemic?
You know, one of the positive trends around COVID-19 and some of the allowances that the federal and state government have allowed is around telehealth. And so we've engaged telehealth as much as possible, and sometimes it was the only option to keep the community and staff safe during the height of COVID-19. But what we have found is that there was really, and I've talked to some private practitioners as well that have found the same result, that there really was no decrease in individuals utilizing behavioral health resources. So that was a great find from, you know, what is basically a crisis for us, that telehealth can be just as effective as in-person services. It's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, some individuals do need in-person, so we're happy to be back in business as far as that and providing that level of service. But to have the option in a rural, mountainous, spread-out county, you know, to be able to allow people to phone in or, you know, video chat in is just a great option for individuals that may have difficulty getting in either due to distance, weather, or just maybe not having gas money particularly. So that's been a really positive outcome.
Do you find people like the convenience of being able to call in and not have to physically go someplace?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we are talking about behavioral health issues with the behavioral health director in Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Going to take a quick break. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, next week we're going to be talking with the director of the Calaveras County Fair, Lori Giannini. It's been an interesting year this past year with COVID-19 for fairs like the Calaveras County Fair, and they're gearing up for a big event coming up in early mid-May. So we're going to be talking about that next week on Motherlode Views. Our second segment with Behavioral Health Director Michael Wilson is coming up in just a minute.